Number 2. Being a career woman.
What would you like to do after finishing university?
I'd like to start my own career, have my own business and enjoy life as much as I can.
How about a family?
What do you mean?
Wouldn't you like to have a husband and children?
Don't be so old-fashioned. First, I can't imagine myself with the same man for good. I'm not the faithful type.
And children?
Don't be ridiculous. Can you imagine that I would get up in the middle of the night to change diapers and feed a baby? No way. And also, there's my body. How would I look after a baby or two? No, that's not for me.
But you also have to think of the time when you retire. You'll be alone. It's so good when you're surrounded by your loved ones.
When I get older, I'll have enough money to do whatever I want to. Plus, there's still the fact that I wouldn't be able to achieve my goals if I had kids.
You mean that it also counts when you apply for a job?
Certainly.
I don't believe it.
Oh, come on, don't be so naive. Once you go to a job interview, the first question is usually about the number of children you have.
And what happens if I have or plan to have children?
Then chances are you won't get the job.
Why not?
Because your children may get sick and you'd have to stay at home with them. Who would cover for you at work? You have to decide between having children or a good job. Then there's the whole question of maternity leave. Most women are dismissed out of hand when they get back.
I thought that was against the law.
Nope. They only have to employ you for a couple of months when you get back. After that, it's hasta la vista, baby.
How awful. Still, I don't think I can live without having a family of my own.